Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, and it is Saturday, the last Saturday in August 2013, and I was listening to some audio booze, and I stumbled across Sayre, who I haven't seen in quite a while, so I listened, and she was talking about Octaver, and we did Octaver last year, thanks to Paul Amani, and whatever happened to Paul? Anyway, and that was kind of his baby. So I was wondering, along with Sayre, if the auto boo community was going to pick that up. I had thought about it when we did Audio Mo in July, but I forgot to mention it. Just because, you know, there was so much going on. And for those that don't know, Octaver is a monthly audio about music, theme of music. And that would be kind of cool if we did it. Just the phrase of too many cooks in the kitchen come to mind, because I know it was Paul's project, and I haven't seen Paul in a very long time. I don't think I stopped following him. Maybe I did. I don't know. yeah, I'm kind of with Sayre. I'm wondering, are we going to do it? There's so many things that, you know, can be discussed on a day-to-day basis with questions regarding, you know, music. And yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Oh, excuse me, I just got up and I'm still yawning. Not good. So yeah, I guess the question has come up. What are we doing for October? For Octaver? Are we going to pass on it or what? And I know some people do a lot better when they have things to discuss, you know, and audio blogging, you know, not just doing your own little posts, but having those daily, you know, prompts, and it gives listeners a chance to get to know a person, you know, some things that they probably wouldn't even think about discussing. So yeah, I think it's kind of a cool thing. So there you have it for this Saturday, the last Saturday in August 2013. And on a personal note, I am doing well, surviving without my man-child. Each day gets easier. However, I will say this, I have not gone down to his room but once. And I haven't even gone down to the laundry room because I have to walk past his room. And the other thing I'm having a difficult time with is getting over the, not sensation, but the awareness that there is no longer a dog in the house. Ginger was a wonderful, wonderful pet. She was a great dog. She didn't bark excessively. She didn't bark unnecessarily. And she never wore a collar. The only time she wore a collar is when she went outside, away from the yard, like to the vet, or as Manchild said, on a crout hike, when he would take her to the state park and they would go on the hike, hiking paths, trails. Or she, you know, she went in the car, we would put her collar on. But for the most part, having the sense of her presence, because she would lay on the landing of the step as it curves around and it makes that triangular step. She would perch herself up there because I would be upstairs, or, you know, if there was other people upstairs, and then she could easily access going down the stairs onto the main floor, and then dart around the kitchen and down into the basement if she needed to. I mean, she was just a really good dog, and when my man-child would get up, you know, Saturday mornings, he would let her out of his room, let her go outside, do her peeps and poops, as he put it, and bring her back in the house. And she wouldn't have a collar on, but you could hear her on the floor getting up as I came down the stairs. Or when I would wake up, she would be on the landing. So looking for her, I have to retrain myself not to do it. And people are like, oh, get another dog. No, maybe not right now, because I don't want to be one of those weird people that get one of those little pet dogs and put it in a purse and treat it like my baby and then end up on Cesar Millan show because my dog is aggressive. No. So just that's the only thing I'm really having a hard time with. So later, news people.